Hello, Derek. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So remind us what happened in 2018. Teachers got organized. They created this Red for Ed group, and they gathered at the state capitol. Take it from there.
It was a really amazing thing to be part of, something I'd hoped for my whole career, honestly. It truly was grassroots as it gets. It started in every school, just people that had never been plugged into anything suddenly taking on leadership roles. I want to be a part of this. Where do I get started? And yeah, then it culminated incredibly in a vote statewide to go on strike. We called it a walkout, but I mean, a little difference there. And we showed up. It was incredible. 80,000 people, depending on the estimate, down there at the Capitol. And just being part of that much street power was a highlight of my life for sure. And then as soon as we got a big statewide walk in before the walkout, which was just people gathering at school sites to, you know, sort of hold signs and show solidarity and protest and ask for more, that's when actually Governor Ducey promised the raise. I think he saw that without doing something big, he was going to risk his reelection. And 100,000 plus people statewide participating in every district just about in these walk-ins was what kind of immediately, I think it was 2 days later, he put out his plan.
So remind us, what are the details of the plan that he unveiled back then?
Well, he called it 20 by 2020. And the idea was over 3 years, 19 or 20% raise, depending how you counted it. 10% the first year, then 5 and 5 the 2 years after. But none of the nurses, counselors, librarians, speech therapists, any other people that provide special education services, these folks work directly with our children every day for their educational needs. And they were not included in this pay raise. So districts like ours felt compelled out of, you know, an ethical obligation to ensure those people saw in the gains as well, which then reduces the pot for everybody else.
Now, there may be some people listening to us today, Derek, who are thinking, wow, 19 to 20%, that seems like an awful lot. How do you answer critics who say that's too much over 3 years?
No, I understand that. And of course, we were happy to see raises. I mean, when you've been starved for a long time, to finally get some nutrition in you is a wonderful feeling. But the reality is we're still 45th, depending on which study, 47th in the nation in teacher pay. We were so far behind the curve that even a 20% raise, believe it or not, barely moves us up in the rankings one or two places from very, very low. So the other piece of the puzzle there is that even with these pay raises, teachers are still leaving the state in record numbers. We are in a true educator crisis. We're in fact seeing virtually no slowdown yet in the rate of teachers leaving. And there's a huge group about to retire.
Derek Bourne, thank you.
My pleasure.